The threat of nuclear weapons is a big concern to the U.S. and other countries around the world, as evidenced by North Korea's announcement that it will expand its arsenal. In Focus on Technology, Ann Thompson reports even before tension from the Korean Peninsula, scientists were trying to identify and protect plutonium and uranium all over the globe.
At the Lawrence Livermore National Lab, scientist Mike Christo studies nuclear materials seized in Europe and the Russian Federation in the early 1990s.
The interdicted materials come to us through a variety of means, through U.S. government agencies, State Department, for example, or law enforcement agencies. Typically, these are arrangements made, in concert with other countries.
In a variety of different ways for the past 20 years, the U.S. has been trying to get a handle on who has plutonium and enriched uranium, who's trying to steal it, who's buying it, and if it's enough to make any weapons. Harvard's Matthew Bunn was involved in a study on what the U.S. should do with the material after nuclear weapons were dismantled, and then how plutonium and enriched uranium should be managed overall.
In the unclassified record, there are about 20 well-confirmed cases of seizure of stolen highly enriched uranium or plutonium over the years, the most recent one of which was in 2011, although the most of them occurred in the mid to late 1990s.
He says one of the most disturbing facts is that in all but one of the cases, when the material was seized by authorities, nobody noticed it had been missing. Bunn says there are a handful of places we should keep our eyes on.
The three highest categories of risk are, number one, Pakistan, secondly, Russia, and then third, research reactors that are fueled with highly enriched uranium.
Pakistan has a relatively small nuclear stockpile, which is heavily guarded, but it's a target from Al-Qaeda and other terrorists. Russia has the world's biggest stockpile and the largest number of bunkers housing it. Research reactors, many of them on university campuses, sometimes have little more than one security guard and a chain-link fence to keep people out. Catching nuclear thieves is not easy. To aid investigators, the U.S. Department of Energy has established the Y-12 National Security Complex in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. The Smithsonian Magazine reports it's the equivalent of a fingerprint database that will help scientists sleuth out the origins of nuclear materials on the black market. Mike Christo at the Lawrence Livermore National Lab in California uses samples from the Y-12 to compare to ones he has. He doesn't call them fingerprints, instead signatures.
And we use basically two types of signatures. One is comparative and the other is predictive. Comparative signatures involve the comparison of an unknown sample to one or more known samples, and the essential question there being whether the unknown sample is the same as or similar to one or more of the known samples. And I might just add there that that's where having a nuclear material archive such as the one at Y-12 becomes very important, because then that becomes a source of material that we can use to compare to unknown interdicted samples.
The predictive signature involves comparing isotopes. Under an electron microscope, you can see the different crystalline structures. Scientists say in most cases, it can't help you to identify the place, but it can rule out places. So far, the Y-12 facility has about 20 nuclear samples. Matthew Bunn says the world has taken big steps to get the nuclear materials locked down. He says security is much better than it was 10 to 15 years ago. In fact, 23 countries have eliminated all nuclear material. Other positives. Bunn says he doesn't know of any cases where sellers and buyers have actually managed to find each other, and that includes Al-Qaeda.
Nuclear theft and terrorism is still a major risk, but I do think that the risk is declining and has declined a lot since 9/11. Al-Qaeda, which is the main group actively pursuing nuclear weapons, is greatly weakened compared to what it was when it launched the 9/11 attacks, with many of its key operatives killed or captured. There's a lot of nuclear material that's way more secure than it used to be. But there's still more to be done.
Bunn thinks we need to secure every kilogram of plutonium and highly enriched uranium and do a better job of tracking smuggling rings. He says the key is having international cooperation. Right now, all eyes are on North Korea, where a shuttered plutonium reactor is expected to restart in 3 months to a year. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.